Today's Q106 Morning Show with Jackson and Steph. Nice day, drying out a little bit. High of 70. It is 67 at 8:45. And Steph, here's the deal. I'm a 39-year-old man. I like to think that I'm mature. But no matter how old I get, I always will get excited about big trucks.
I know, is that
jumping
funny?
Stuff. And we're very excited to have the gentleman in studio with us right now. A real, legit monster truck driver.
Yes, and at the end of our chat with Christian Storm and Norman, we're going to be giving away some tickets so you and your family can enjoy the Hot Wheels Monster Truck Show at the Coliseum this weekend. So pay attention because I'm going to quiz you on something that Christian brings up. First of all, thank you for joining us in studio.
Oh my God, this is so cool to be here in Madison, man. This
Yay!
Is awesome.
Well, we are excited because there's a Hot Wheels show going on all weekend at the Alliant Energy Center, and we're going to be out. We're going to have some of our folks out for the tomorrow show, the 12:15 show or 12:30 show, and there's going to be the crash zone pit party and all that stuff going on, but we need to talk about a truck. What truck do you drive?
Okay, so I drive the Hot Wheels Racing number 1 truck, and it's just like the toy. Like, so if you go to Walmart or any other toy store, you can actually find my truck on on the rack and bring it to the show and say, hey, can you sign my truck? Which I get tons of kids and even adults, you know, to ask me to sign the truck. And hey, by the way, don't worry, you're fine as far as your age goes. It's for all ages, man.
What I love about it. You know, we've given a lot of tickets away, and I've come hung out with some listeners before. I've been, oh, you don't have any kids with you? And we're just all adults,
yes.
having some sips, enjoying a few dogs, and watching a great time at the Monster Truck
Show.
Man.
My 6-year-old son is definitely in the Hot Wheels phase. He brings his dollar along to every store, and he gets a new one every single time we go to the store. But we recently did a contest on the show. Show us a photo of you with your Hot Wheels. And like you said, got all ages, from babies to grown men who are now reliving it with their own sons and daughters, which is super sweet to see.
Oh yeah, that's awesome.
So how does one become a monster truck driver? Like, how do you get
that's
into it?
That's a good point, Christian.
So there's a different kind of approaches, you know. First, you can buy a monster truck, but you know, not everybody can really do that.
What are those bought about? $250?
From the monster truck store?
$150.
Oh my God.
From the monster truck store? Yeah, Bertram Chevy's got the monster trucks in the back lot now.
Okay, how did you become a monster truck driver, though?
So, you know what I did? I actually started from the very bottom. I mean, I was volunteering at local shows where I grew up in South Florida. Hey, I'll just push the broom around. I'll clean up the floor, you know, start and finish posts, you know, whatever. And then I kind of gravitated towards the trucks when they got there and said, hey, man, do you need me to help? You need some help? I can wipe down your truck. I can push tires. And you just get your name out there. You just do it. And for about 7 years after that, I finally had the opportunity to get hired legitly by a monster truck team. And for about 7 years, I was a crew guy and just worked on the trucks, learned them, and just did what I had to do. And it got to the point where I was like, you know what? It's time to drive. Like, I've put my time in. I'm enjoying it still, but like, it's time. And then fortunately I got a chance, and just all from there. And this is my 3rd year driving. It's really a dream come true. You know what I mean? I see all the little kids come up and say, how do I become a monster trucker?
That's sweet.
You just say, man, you just got to believe in yourself. You got to do it. You got to get yourself out there. And, you know, it takes you all over the world, man. You know what I mean?
Last
weekend we were in LA, and now we're in Madison, Wisconsin.
Now, do the trucks, do you have to fuel the trucks on kale when you're in LA?
They're all right.
You're okay with using racing fuel on that right there? Well, you've got kind of a Ricky Bobby story where, like, you know, if you've ever seen the movie, he went from being a pit crew to jumping in the car. How scary was that first jump you made?
Honestly, you know, for me, you know, when you jump a monster truck in the air, you're chucking a 10,000-pound machine in the air, and it flies like a bird. You know, you feel the G-forces. I mean, you ever been on a roller coaster?
No, I don't ride roller coasters.
Yes, I've been on roller coasters. Yes, I have, Christian.
Okay. Yeah. So, you know, when you're like, your stomach goes up in your throat, you're like, oh man, you know, you feel that, you know, and then you feel the G forces when you hit the ground. It's like a car crash every single time you land. Ooh. It's crazy.
Christian Storman Norman is joining us right now from Hot Wheels Monster Truck Show, and we're going to send you and the family there. We have some tickets that we're going to give away. So here's my question. First person through with the correct answer, and this is something Christian did say. What truck does he drive? First person through, 608-321-1063. You're not only going to see Christian, Storm, and Norman, but you're also going to see all the drivers, and we'll be out at the pre-show party as well. Good luck right now, 608-321-1063. And thank you so much for your time, Christian.
Oh, thank you, guys. It's great to be here, and I can't wait to see everybody come out to the show, man. It's going to be awesome.